Now there's a problem that men have, and it doesn't seem to be so much of a problem for women, and I'm talking about pornography. Jesus said, "He that looks at a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart." So we see that pornography is sin. And then a scripture in 1 John 2:15, 16 and 17. "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away in the lust thereof, but he that does the will of God abides forever." Now, you see there, we're supposed to stay away from the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Two of those are right there in pornography, if not all three, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes. I mentioned that God wants to have Christians, wants you to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. When you ask God for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, do not expect him to take control of your lips and your tongue and your vocal cords and make you talk. God does not make you talk. No, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts chapter 2. The Holy Spirit gives you words to speak, and then you use your voice and give those words a voice. I use the example, when I was in the military, they sent me over to the Republic of Korea. And I didn't learn the whole Korean language, but I learned a few words. Now I'm gonna speak a word in Korean. I'm gonna say one word, and the word is "Kamsahamnida." Kamsahamnida. Okay. Now, in a minute, I'll tell you what the meaning of that word is. But even if you don't know Korean, after you heard me say "Kamsahamnida," you could repeat what I just said, even if you didn't know what it means, because you have lips and you have a mouth, you have vocal cords, you have a diaphragm in your belly to push up air from your lungs across your vocal cords. You could repeat that word, and that's the way little babies learn to talk. They hear their parents and the family talk words, and then they start mimicking their mama and their daddy. "Well, Daddy said it, so I will too." And after a while, they learn the meanings of the words. Now, the "Kamsahamnida," it means "thank you" in Korean. But even without knowing what it meant, you could hear somebody say the word, and you could repeat it. And that's how it is when you pray in unknown tongues. The Holy Spirit gives you words to speak, and then you speak them out. God doesn't take control of your vocal cords and make you talk. I'd like to say a little something about the importance of claiming Bible promises out loud over yourself and your family and your finances. Joshua 1:8. Now this was after Joshua became the leader of Israel. Moses had just died and gone on into eternity, and I know that he went to heaven. And God is telling Joshua, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." This book of the law, in other words, the Bible, the Word of God, shall not depart out of thy mouth. He's not talking about eating the Bible. He's talking about speaking the Bible. So then when you find in Psalm 1, verse 3, that whatever you do is supposed to prosper, now here's what to do with that. Speak it out loud and say, "Thank God, whatever I do prospers." When you find that you're supposed to have healing, 1 Peter 2:24, by whose stripes you were healed, then you say that out loud. "Thank God, by Jesus' stripes I was healed." What are you doing? You are putting your faith in the Word of God. And you are helping to speak things into existence, good things. Don't ever say with your mouth, "Oh, I'm getting sick." Don't say that. Even if you think you're getting sick, don't say it. No, you have to say, "Praise God, my threshing reaches to my vintage. And my vintage reached, this is my planting time. And I eat bread of the full and dwell in my land safely. Whatever I do prospers." Romans 8:2, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." Okay, the Lord bless you.